6-6.
Okay. What do you say to him to make him stand still while you milk him?
Fall.
Okay. Would you use the same call for calves? Or have a different one for calves?
Got a different calf.
Yes, a calf.
That's what I've always heard. What do you say to a mule or a horse to make him turn left when you're plowing?
Oh.
And make him turn right?
Yeah, gee. Right in the old town of gee.
Okay. Do you ever have any turn that you call to get the horses in to the pasture? I never had a horse.
You get the whistle fire. Yeah. I don't know where.
All the horses we ever had run the other way when they saw you coming in the pasture. You'd have to try to corner them and chase them down. What do you say to a horse if he's standing still and you want to make him start and get him to move?
Get up and watch the old guy and holler, yay, when you want
to start. Say, get up. Okay. See, what is that? And that's still hoofing. Well, I've seen it in the funny papers.
You think about old horse, he's hollering.
What about to stop a horse? What would you say?
Oh.
How do you call pigs?
Somebody got a prize on the hog calling. Yeah, they still have them once in a while. Now, who was it last year got the prize on the hog calling?
I forget who that was.
Where was that? I forgot, but I was telling about some man got the prize on hog calling.
Well, I don't think. I didn't know they still
had those things. Yeah, they still have them once in a while.
What would you say to the chickens calling to the chickens at feeding time?
You just call them chick, chick, chick.
Okay. If you're going to get the horse ready to put him to plow with him or to get him ready to pull a wagon or something, say, well, I'm going to go down to the barn and...
I'm just up the horse.
Okay. What about the thing that you use when you're driving or plowing or something, the thing that you hold on to guide the horse?
The line.
Okay. What are the on the saddle, the things that you put your feet in when you're riding?
Stirrups.
Okay. If you've got two horses plowing, do you have any particular name for the one on the left or the one on the right? Do you have one called a near horse or?
They had a different name always.
There was one that was an off horse. I forgot
which one. One on the left is working the lead, and one on the right is the dog.
Oh, I see. If something is not very far away, just a short distance, you might say, oh, it's just a
little piece.
Okay, or if it's a long way away, you might say, oh, it's really a
long way.
Okay. If something is not hard to find, you might say, well, you can find that
anywhere.
Okay. If a man fell this way, you'd say he fell
forward.
And if he fell the other way,
backward.
Okay. If all the apples were gone, if somebody said, are there any apples left? And you'd say, no. You'd say, not a one, or you ever hear narrow one, or narrowly one?
Narrow one,
I heard that.
That's the, a man borrowed your rake and broke it. He might say, he was sorry he broke your rake. And you'd say, well, that's all right, I didn't like it. Okay. And I might say, well, when he was giving out apples, did he give you any? And you'd say, no, he didn't give me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The boy, you might say, that boy's spoiled, and when he grows up, he'll have his trouble. If you say, like as not, or probably, or he'll have his trouble, like as not. You say he probably had his trouble. I don't know.
Some say he's getting ready for the pen, huh?
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. To get land ready to plant by getting rid of all the trees and brush on it and everything.
Clearing.
Okay. And to any other names for clearing? Where I come from, sometimes you're going to say bush hog.
Bush hog is cutting stalks.
Yeah, they bush hog land down here.
Cotton stalks.
Okay. Let's see.